Whenever you lose a player like that in your team, I mean, the leader of your ball club, other guys got to step up. It's no different when you lose one of us. Yeah, he's the face of the franchise and everything, and we definitely need him. But we're about to rally behind Seneca, and we got to go out here and get a win.
I think there's extra emphasis on every position in all reality. Obviously, we know that you know, Aaron's a heck of a football player. He's done amazing things for this team, and he definitely gives us a better chance of winning, but we have all, the trust and belief behind Seneca this week.
You know, obviously I'm not going to be Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's been doing great things here for years, and so my job is just to try to go in and try to maintain things at a good level, win some ball games until he gets back and healthy.
I'm fully confident in our time together and Seneca's participation to this point that we'll continue to run the majority of our offense.
You know, always, you know, you're thrust in situations, especially as a backup, that, you know, might not be ideal, you know, and you just got to go in there and battle your butt off, and, you know, you're going to expect that your teammates are going to do the same.
What's the style of play? They play fast. I'm a believer in that. They challenge your defense from, you know, the ability to match up, the ability to substitute. They got good players. You can see they're getting better each week. Quarterback's red hot, so he's making all the throws. You know, McCoy's running the ball extremely well. So I mean, they have balance.
The up-tempo team. We know they have a lot of weapons. Obviously with the quarterback, you know, he's a good quarterback. Receivers are explosive, and obviously, you know, the back is explosive himself too. So we know they have a lot of weapons, and they like to get the ball, you know, open space to them. So, you know, we got to be ready for that.
You know, they have so many guys that, like DeSean Jackson and McCoy, both of them are, you get them in space, they're some of the best in the business. So, of course, they want to get them out there and make you try to tackle them one-on-one.
Us younger guys, we've played against this offense quite a bit in college. This is not new to us. Dayton played against Oregon every year, and Jarrell and I played in the Big Ten. We played against a lot of high tempo, no huddle offenses, and Josh Boyd faces in the SEC.
Well, they do a good job of using that no huddle, keeping their offense on the field, and just, you know, being relentless as far as their play call is concerned. So they catch a lot of defenses on their heels. We've been working hard as far as getting the calls out there quick. Making sure we're as ready as we can be for a fast tempo. We're going to treat it like a two-minute offense.
We could be in a shootout. It could be 6-3. Yeah, I mean, you never know. Any given Sunday.
We're doing everything with Seneca Wallace in the offense that we feel gives us the opportunity to score points.
It's definitely going to be a challenge, but, there's something that we have to do. We have to be on the same page. You know, we have to go out, play team defense, and have to stay composed.
It's going to be a fun game to play in. It's different. It's an obscure look, very unconventional, but that's what's going to make it even that much more fun to play.